Oh, it was a long time ago, a very long time ago, 2,600 years ago. There's probably smoke in the city, animals that had been sacrificed, blood, the smell of dirt, the noise, 56 temples dedicated to demon gods, and the presence in the political ideology, the presence in the military enforcement, the presence in the streets, the presence among the high and the low. Well, it was all demonized. We're talking about Babylon 2,600 years ago, and Daniel was there, Shadrach was there, Meshach and Abednego. They had been brought in to be assimilated. You can read about it in the book of Daniel, one of the most incredible, accurate descriptions of the prophetic revelation of God. There was Babylon, 56 temples, and one thing they all had in common. The Chaldeans were there. The astrologers were there. The workers of magic arts, the summoner of dark spirits, the worship of Nebo and many other gods. The collective consensus was they opposed Yahweh, they opposed God, and they opposed Israel because of Israel and its connection to the God of heaven. So they had taken all the articles, and as an act of submission, they placed the articles of God in their own treasuries, in their own temples. And it was a triumph, well, seemingly, for Babylon way back there 2,600 years ago. Listen, when you read the book of Daniel and you see Babylon and you see the intensity. They couldn't even stand to have anybody talk to God. They couldn't stand any representation of God. They couldn't stand any symbol of God. They couldn't stand a temple of God. They couldn't stand open worship. They couldn't stand assembling together in the name of the God of heaven. And when it came to the people of God, it was a matter of assimilation. Give them Babylonian names. Have them eat Babylonian foods dedicated to the demon gods. Have them wear the clothing. Teach them for 3 years and make them learn everything about Babylon. They thought they can get Daniel to bow to the Babylonian gods. But Daniel knew the God of heaven. He was resolved. It was fixed in his heart and his mind that he would not be defiled. You read the first chapter of the book of Daniel 2,000 years ago, you're going to see the incredible beginning. You read the entire book of Daniel, you're reading one of the most supernaturally laced books in all of the Bible. You're reading what was past. What is happening among us now has everything to do with that book and what is going to happen in the future. Though there are things in Daniel that occurred way back then, there are things in Daniel that demonstrates the progressive revelation and prophetic nature of God. God knows the rise and fall of nations. God knows the rise and fall of the final regime. God knows the development of mystery, mysterium, Babylon. Let me say to you today in this live broadcast, shadowthedarkness.net, that Babylon is rising. Babylon laced with demonic presence, demonic revelation, all the political ideology, all of the law, all of the enforcement, the entire city, everything about it, and the Prince of Persia. territorially, on the ground, in the temples, in the law, on the buildings, everything dedicated to this dark presence. And there Daniel was, well, living in victory, unadulterated, because he was resolved. In this day and hour that we live, there is a system rising that far exceeds anything in the past. There's darkness in the air. You can feel it worldwide. I used to say millions do, but now billions. A coming cataclysmic event, chaos in the air. It's all because of a darkness, an ominous presence everywhere. It's felt around the world, Prince of the Power of the Air. The development of Babylon. Have you heard the words? Here it is, Revelation 17:5. This title was written on her forehead. Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes, and the abominations of the earth. Verse 6, I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of the saints, the blood of those who bore testimony to Jesus. When you read Revelation 17, it is a massive chapter-long revelation of what is not yet, but is coming. I'm reading verse 15 in chapter 17, book of Revelation. Then the angel said to me, the waters you saw, where the prostitute sits, where this system sits, where this system of the unprecedented manifestation of demonic presence in every layer of it, where the prostitute sits, that's how God describes the spiritual system in the New World Order as a prostitute. Like waters are around the world, that's the peoples, the multitudes, the nations, and languages. Oh, we'll get to Revelation 18 this week. The fall of Babylon. Fallen is Babylon the Great. She's become the home of demons. And a haunt for every evil spirit. A haunt for every unclean and detestable bird. For all the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her adulteries. Well, let's stop for a moment and say, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. This is Shatter the Darkness Live in this February, the 14th to the 18th. This week, we are going to be, well, tonight, Monday night, the 14th, 2011. Theme for the week, Babylon is rising. Here's the words I have written on the website. Babylon rising means so much. And we are going to expound and proclaim what is at the core of its mystery. This is a spiritual conception, inception, evolution. And goal for this, well, the pinnacle, the development of the broadest, largest, and most manifest presence of the dark side in global fallen world history. This system is already seen in future biblical prophecy. It is on the way, and the events that will rock the world will be the cause of its freakish rise to global power. What Daniel experienced 2,600 years ago is what has been developing again and again over the last 60, 70 years, broadening itself around the world, infecting politics and military vision and economic systems. And it is that power that brings the corruption, that brings the, like a drunkenness. The world will be drunk on dark spiritual presence that God would call not only an abomination, but a prostitute, a whoredom. There's spiritual alternative out there. There really is. There's a river that runs from Hell's Kitchen. It is broad. It is wide. There are many streams, many faces to it, but it all comes from the same source. Finite, even in its vast collective. It is in opposition to God. It is what the scripture calls lawlessness. And the man of lawlessness will be at the pinnacle. Well, how long? How far away? I'm not really sure. Listen, tonight is Monday the 14th. We're going to do this. Doorway number one. This is all about how the demons, the demon gods, create, seek, and use, well, all of these areas. Doorways to the demons. Number one tonight, how the demonic didaskala, how it works, exchanging God for, well, a god, small g. Tuesday night, doorway number two, the DNA of fallen man, the sin code, and how there is a platform for the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now operative in those still lost. And then Wednesday night, it is doorway number three, generational transference, inheritance, and influence, familiar spirits. Thursday night, doorway number four, direct embrace, believing, receiving, and serving the demonic, like in Babylon, past, like in Babylon, future, like what's going on, well, so much of it, like Ezekiel 8, hidden, underground. Friday is doorway number five, drug, sex, rock and roll, and all the other cracks, all the other doorways. We'll go through a list of those. And here's what we've done for you this week. Because it's so vital and so important, right under the theme for the week, Babylon is Rising, we have added a new thing. There's a PDF file of all the notes for this week. You can download that. Just simply go where it says new, PDF file, get your study notes. And that would be helpful to write things if you're a believer in Christ. May the Spirit of God guide you, write you, speak, you know, write, you know, as you write down scriptures and so forth, and speak to your heart. And listen for the Luciferian, for the other side, for the chosen ones, for those that serve this dark stream that is rising. And you help that rise by your activity. The New Age movement does. Old occultism does. And so many doorways. There are so many involved in this evolutionary development. They really have no idea. They really don't. Well, let me welcome you tonight. This, again, for those who are new, is Russ Dizdar. I want to welcome all those by satellite, by internet radio. And let me say all those who download again during the week. We're grateful that you've come. We pray that God will engage you and bring grace to you. And for all the believers, you can pray too that God will save, that God will heal, that God will deliver, that God will strengthen believers. And the cause of Christ, God's love for the world, would go forward until the very end. As we deal with this tonight, how demonic doctrine, how does it work? And it's simply, as I say here, exchanging truth for a lie, embracing the liar while abandoning God, losing our origins and infected with insurrection. Humanity's fatal choice and the reality that deception embraced swings wide the door to destruction. As it is and was in the beginning, so will it be in the end of days. We are jumping into Revelation 17 and 18. We are looking at future. We're looking at something written 2,000 years ago. Goes all the way back to Daniel 2,600 years ago. We're looking at a description of the spiritually polluting power that literally grips the world and that much of the world will grip. It is going to be like Babylon in the sense that there will be many different faces, but one dark stream. That the collective of those in that dark worship, one thing's going to be very clear. Like in Daniel's day, all of what they bring forth is acceptable. The only thing that is not is God, and anyone that walks with God, anyone that names Christ, anyone that serves the living God. The spiritual contrast will be so strong, so broad, so wide, it will be, as prophesied, unmistakable. And as in Daniel, how they make war on the saints, so it is in Revelation 17. That dark spiritual system that will infect the political, the law, the enforcement, and, well, the freakish riot, the frenzy, the death of the saints, the blood of the saints on the head of Babylon. Well, Babylon is predicted to rise, to come to power. It is also in the same prophetic revelation given the, well, what will occur with it. This massive, vast, dark, confusing system that will take the lives, the destinies of maybe billions. It is described in biblical prophecy as something, well, in chapter 18, we already began to look at it. Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. Now that is again this kind of, not just sarcasm, but the description of this, the largest. You got to understand, this is bigger than Daniel's day. This is not a territory. This is not a region. This is not half the globe. This is global. God describes that spiritual system, this system worldwide, that it has become the home. It is a dwelling place. It is a welcomed dwelling place for the manifest presence of demonic entities, a haunt, a place where they lurk, every evil spirit. Now that's the future. That's the prediction. How we get there is another issue. And we're going to give you three things tonight about evidences of Babylon rising all around us. But let's stop for a moment. I want you to think about this. What you believe, you will serve. What you do believe, you will end up serving. I mean, what you believe the most is what you are connected to, what you do. In the beginning, Genesis, all the way back, in that encounter in the garden. In the origins, we were in majesty, Imago Dei, walking and seeing God. Eternal, please understand, no death, no depression, no Prozac. No riots, no threats, no rape, no disease, no corruption. But there was a battle headed in our direction. And as God does, he comes to give a heads up. He comes to preempt this dark side right in the beginning. Right in the beginning, God engages humanity and brings one word of God. I mean, God sets the he sets the ground rules and gives to humanity one word, one scripture, if you will, that would have saved us, preserved us. One scriptural, one simple scripture. How vital. How absolutely necessary. Victory was in that one word. I mean, when this, call him the serpent, you know, Genesis 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. And he said, this whatever it was, a morphing, a trend, whatever it was there in the garden, a shining one. He said to the woman, there's a communication that goes on always in the beginning. Did God really say? Listen, in the beginning, this dark side, he already knew. He already knew where the battle was going to be laid out. He already knew the word that was given that would have preserved everything. And he attacked it. He attacked the word first, and then he attacked the character of God. I mean, the woman said to the serpent, you know, she quoted it. She quoted the word of God. The word of God she quoted is no different than the word of God that you have written. It is the word of God. It is his word. It's infallible. It's true. In the Hebrew, anybody that studies it will know that when God says, if you do, in dying you shall die, there'll be a horrific change. that if for any reason you would chuck the word of God, turn your back on God, embrace the didache of Satanas. If you would accept that coming from the fallen cherub, something dramatic, instantaneous would occur. Death would enter in, a death code, and a sin code, nature, force would enter in. A separation would occur, the Spirit of God would leave, so much would occur, but God gave the warning, God gave His word. Now please understand, in the beginning, the fatal choice, that includes everything you know about fallen human history. That includes those who are confused about what is happening in the world around us. Why the world seems so crazy, why the world seems so violent, why the world seems so, injustice, racism, slavery, the decadence, the greed. It all originates from this first blast in the beginning of human history. It's a fatal choice. And it was all about believing. Let me tell you something. If you don't understand the dark side's attempt to engage humanity, the dark side rules of engagement here must get fallen man to continue to believe, must get individuals to believe. Now, all the Luciferians and others know that. Even you in the New Age, you understand. If you go down to the Mayan temples, if you're a 2012er, you got to believe. If you believe in the crystal skulls, you got to believe. But what you believe in, yes, you will serve. And what you believe in becomes the gateway, becomes the doorway by which the presence that presents the communication comes through. In the beginning, the fallen cherub communicates. He speaks a word in which we as humanity, when it comes down to it, exchange the glory of God, exchange the truth of God. You see, in the words that Satan spoke, there's power in those words too. And there's going to be a connection. If you don't understand the depth of this, we're going to go into it tomorrow night, but the sin code comes in and becomes the platform. The prince, Ephesians 2, of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work in the sons of disobedience, where that nature, where that fallenness, where there's the infection of insurrection operative in the depth of, DNA, genetics, the human construct. It's why humanity does evil. It's why we die. It's all rooted back there, and for those believers in Christ, jumping all the way back into the New Testament, you can go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, where the Spirit of God leading Paul warns believers that the exact same serpent that was guarding humanity in its insurrection, in its fatal choice, in its exchanging the glory of God for the finite, the truth of God for the lie, exchanging eternity and imago Dei, walking with God, for a sin code, a death code, blindedness. You can read about the same methodology used in 1 Corinthians 11. There is a spiritual battle, and the dark side would even attempt to go after those who are the believers. If not to completely destroy you, to bring such a disability to your life that you can't do anything for God. As it was in the beginning, so will it be in the end. Who's going to believe? Why does this system rise? Think about it right now. Worldwide, billions believing the didache of demonoia. Believing the communication that is coming from the demons themselves. obviously orchestrated from the fallen cherub in that dark collective, whether in the air around us or on the ground, in the ancient temples, in the worship ritual circles. The spirits that have been engaging humanity, that have convinced them to listen, to sit down, and then to write. You see, once you understand Luciferic doctrine and the Luciferic promise, you're going to find that premise in every single occult writing, New Age writing, 2012 prophecy writings. You're going to find that that same theme bleeds through it all. The demons will not speak anything different. They cannot because of their nature. They will not because of their choice. They do serve a different side, and they are operative worldwide in the broadest sense, let me say it again, than in all of human history. It's vital for us to understand this. It really is. It's vital that we understand it, because this is what gives explanation to the world and the massive content that God gives in prophetic revelation. Why does he do it? Well, I'm going to go over the reasons why Revelation 17, Revelation 18. Prophetic revelation on that scale with that much advanced warning. Well, I believe this. Number one, it's preparation. Number two, it can be used evangelistically. Number three, prophetic warning. Number four, God is unveiling the vast counterfeit that will be and is developing. God's demonstrating, God's showing, God's naming, God's describing what ancient demon worshipers promote all around the world. Let me ask the Luciferian, what do you really believe in? Well, you serve it, don't you? Let me ask the chosen one, those of the brotherhood, the ancient brotherhood, those that are doing the rituals in all the cities, those who are doing it all across Europe. Can you feel it, Europe? How about there in Roma, Italy? How about there on the Isle of Malta? How about there in Palermo, Palatine, Black Forest, Oslo, the Netherlands, Denmark? How about in Liverpool, London? And we can continue to go around the world in Poland, the Czech Republic, in Moscow. We can go all over the world, and we're going to see whether it's in Vancouver, British Columbia, or whether it's in Australia, whether anywhere in the United States. Do you know what's happening? Do you know that the overwhelming bulk, the development of this rising Babylonian system, the spiritual system, is right now hidden? It's right now out of sight. It is what some have called shadow government, shadow religion, shadow military, shadow. In the dark shadows of presence, so vast, so wide, it involves a regime, political and military, that will become the largest political military system in human history. And it's being developed. Right? I can't say before your very eyes, because that's not their intent. It is a secret power, a mysterium. See the word in 2 Thessalonians, given by the Spirit of God, this secret power of lawlessness, this mysterium. Well, that's the word used here in Revelation 17. That's the word used here in reference to Babylon, the mystery, this secret. Now I'm going to encourage you this week, especially with the notes, for those that really want to understand, you know, how this has been developing, how it will eventually burst onto the seams. Let me give warning to all the Roman Catholics worldwide. Your system is infected. Oh, I'm not talking about the obvious things. I'm talking about deep within the largest institution, religious institution, the most financed institution in all the world, the smoke of Satan, a super force, a black flame, an Illuminati. Oh, they are there. They do listen. They are arrogant and they are elitist. Let me tell you something. When you hear concerning, and I deeply appreciate a sister, I haven't got to look at it yet, but Deborah has sent me another page. I believe it's from Vigilant Citizen. On satanic ritual abuse in America. Now, for that, I pulled up the picture, but I didn't have time to look at the actual videos. But I noticed a book on the right, and I haven't read it, so I'm not going to recommend it. But I'm going to get it and read it. It talks about this. Here's the title of it: Proofs of a Conspiracy Against Governments of Europe by Freemasons and the Illuminati. Now, I'm going to take a look at that, but let me tell you right now, all over Europe, the belly of the beast, where in the ancient days, the deepest and the darkest of satanic worship, luciferic worship, serpent worship, you've got to understand how embedded that system is. The deepest of old occultism, the deepest of old secret societies. Well, the reports, we'll talk about those throughout Europe and England and Germany and Italy and all over, all the way to Moscow. All the reporting represents maybe just but the tip of this satanic, dark, deep iceberg. It's what's beneath the surface of the deep that's more important than just the fin floating above the water. We would not have a heads up. We would not have content. We would not know how to describe if not for the prophetic revelation of God. Listen, I'm going to say to every believer, I'm going to say to everyone listening, I'm going to say to the researchers, I'm going to say to the military individuals, I'm going to say to the recon individuals, I'm going to say to the Luciferians, the real ones, that monitor just to see what we have found out. Let me say it very clearly. That God has given such a massive, cutting-edge heads up to all that entire regime on a global scale will do, well, is doing and will do. It brings definitive descriptions of the responses of the world, how broad, how wide, how deep. What the New Age would consider the age of Aquarius, a new spiritual dimension, a spiritual evolution that will bring humanity to a whole new consciousness. I'm going to say that you're correct that a massive bursts of not just the incremental, not just a little bit, not just that alone, but the massive bursts, the vast unleashing, like a dam, not a water faucet being turned on and continually running as it has been. But the dams are about to break, and the dark side's power will flood in manifestation, infecting and affecting all political systems, all the ideology, the systems of law, and military development. It'll be so supernatural, but yet deeply communicated, fierce, strong. You're talking about the most fierce political system, the most empowered military system in human history. But it's also the most deceived. It's also the most, well, the system that in that same prophetic revelation of God is described to go down in flames, is described to go down in horrific destruction. But I'm going to say again, it's all because of that exchange. How did Babylon in the past 2,600 years ago get there? How did those who, like Manasseh, worship Moloch, how could he be so convinced? What would convince a dad of a child that I am to take my child and put them through the burning process, frying them in the hot pan, and surrendering him in or her in child human sacrifice to Moloch. What you believe, you will serve. At Bohemian Grove, what you believe, you're going to serve. The ancient Maya, when in Kukulkan and all the gods and goddesses and everything, what you believe, you will serve. The ritual workers and those that summon the demons, those that know the ancient dark rituals, the ones handed down, the darker bloodlines, listen, they understand. What they do believe, they serve. There are those that deeply believe that Satan is the bright, shiny one. He is the, there's to be serpent worship going on everywhere. It is to be underground. And then eventually the satanic plot is that they are to cause such destruction, a black awakening, a chaos, a catastrophic collapse of everything current, because they'll have in place a new system. You know, God's given this heads up in Revelation 17, vast. In 18 verses, get to the last one, it talks about this system. It calls this system, this spiritual system, a woman. That's how God gives this picture. A woman, you saw, is the great city that rules. Listen now. It rules over the kings of the earth. It will have the spiritual power to rule and to reign over political, military leaders around the world. I wonder if any leaders in Spain, Portugal, England, Ireland, Scotland, Denmark, the Netherlands, Germany, Moscow, the Czech Republic, Poland. How about Italy? Australia, Canada, United States. What about China? I mean, when you think in terms of what was spoken 2,600 years ago, how it all came down, what we've seen with the rise and fall of Babylon, the rise and fall of the Medes and Persians, the rise and fall of Alexander the Great and the Greeks, the rise and fall of Rome. But what is to come is completely off the pages. There's nothing that anybody has written. There's nothing that anybody has guessed at. There's nothing that anybody has calculated. It is an agenda that is clearly plotted and planned, rising, developing, and we're very close to the events that will shock and awe the world and change human history and then bring the greatest destruction. I was sitting at a family gathering Sunday afternoon when a family member sat down next to me and said, "What's happening, Russ? Tell us about the conspiracy. Tell me about the Antichrist. Tell me about the end of days. Tell me what's going on." And I mentioned prophecy that says up to 2, 3, or 4, because they were asking me about the Georgia Guidestones. You know, the statement about reducing human population down to what? A manageable 500 million? So well over, what is it, well over 6 billion have to die? See, the dark side and whatever the color of the stream, if it comes from the same table in Hell's Kitchen, it has the same theme, the same agenda. Most Christians do not understand the agenda. The agenda is how the political ideology, the environmental ideology, the military vision and development, and the economic system shifts and changes. It's all about how all of this will come to an unprecedented, it'll be a catastrophic introduction. The Great Revolt first, yes, then Apocalypse. Let me tell you right now, there is no apocalypse of the Antichrist without his regime being in place and it rising with him, Revelation 12. And there is no rise of Antichrist, no rise of that regime, without a global system where the gateways, the doorways have been opened and that billions have been spiritually embraced, just like in ancient Babylon. Chaldeans were there, the astrologers were there, the magicians were there, the summoners of the demons were there. Collectively, from top to bottom, they were engaging the dark powers. They were worshiping the dark powers. Those 56 temples in all of that city, they all gave vast doorways to the entire Babylonian kingdom and the prince of Persia. Oh, in the air, over nations, in the air, the prince of the power of the Eros, that immediate dense atmosphere right above your head. You and I, we look out into the stars, but we have no idea how thick layered that system. The Spirit of God calls it a domain. A realm where that collective is operative, moving in hearts and minds and lives. Remote viewers and astrologers and psychics and astral projectors, I mean, they tap, sleeping prophets like Edgar Cayce, they all tapped into it. Have you read Revelation 17? Do you have this down clearly? Revelation 17 deals, well, you go back to chapter 16. Go back one chapter alone, where the future mother of all rituals is done. It is in the category of a ritual release, a targeted release of highly supernatural spirits. Like a spiritual global wave around the world, it will have its effect. It is the cause behind the gathering at Armageddon. God warned about this 3,000 years ago in Psalm chapter 2. The gathering. The gathering. You don't forget the gathering. Don't forget the drive towards the end. Listen to the Satanist and to the others and those of you that know that Armageddon is it. That's the place. That's your ultimate end. That's the super soldier. The satanic super soldier is lusting to get there because it involves raising weapons into the sky and seeking the destruction as Christ descends out of the heavenlies. We really have no idea of this without the prophetic revelation of God. We see things going on all around us. We see 2012 prophecies. We see a spiritual development going on worldwide. We see people disseminating and desiring and wanting the drugs that open the doors to the spirits. We see people engaging the entities up in the sky. Whether it's entities out into the sky, whether it's communication and data coming down into the remote viewer's head, or whether it's the ancient prophecies, it's all the same. An evolution of human consciousness, a spiritual development worldwide. A chaos is coming, a collapse is coming, and a new age is coming. And those connected to the Luciferic lie, it's a good thing. It's a good thing all those people are going to die. It's going to save the planet. The planet's more important than the people. Really? The planet was created for the people, not vice versa. You don't understand the nature of God. God, you know, in Christ, tells those that believe in Him, He's going to prepare a place for them. He's going to come back to get them, to take them to that place. The only reason for the place is because of the people. It is only in Genesis 2, and it is only at the foot of the cross, that we see the absolute majesty and value of humankind. I don't care if you're a drug addict, I don't care if you're a prostitute, I don't care if you're some cheating, greedy businessman. Your sin is not bigger than the grace of God. And God summons you, the sinner, home. You, the lost one, home. Some of you listening and have been listening, the question is, why are you waiting so long to turn your life over to the living Christ, not only to receive from Him total forgiveness, empowerment, freedom from the sin code, death code, Satan's rights, and the deception, freedom from all of that, so that you can be a part of a kingdom that will not go away. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, for now on these radio broadcasts, at the end of the session, at the end of the hour, I'm going to, every single time, have a word of hope that we're going to place. I've got that for today, so about 5 minutes until the end, I'm going to stop things and go to this word of hope for today. And it does come out of Daniel, but I'm not going to tell you yet. Here are three major evidences that Babylon is rising. Three major evidences. Get ready. Now, I already mentioned Genesis, where the exchange. There is the the precedent. We already knew God. We already walked with God. We are already eternal. We already had the Word of God given to us. But another presence came. As Romans chapter 1 verse 18 on down, you can study it. There was an exchange. There was a presence on both sides, yes. God, infinite, creator, redeemer. On the other side, a fallen cherub, powerful in convincing. A liar, a master liar, a father, an originator of lies. The originator of insurrection. Ezekiel 28. You see, in Timothy chapter 4, the Spirit of God who's given us Revelation 17, and every scripture that I've read, God the Spirit, author of these words, has spoken in advance 2,000 years ago. We still have it now. 1 Timothy 4, 1, where the Spirit of God raises His voice, says loudly and distinctly and clearly that in the last days, the end of days, planos. I call that New Age spirits. Spirits of Babylon. Spirits of Luciferic globalism. A vast armada of these kinds. They're called seducing. The Greek word planos would mean imposter. Ancient temples, through the drug world, all over where there is even ancient and current demonic didache going on. See, in the garden, it was literally satanic didache, Luciferic didache. It was the fallen cherub saying, listen, because he was trying to quote what God said. He was countering it. He was saying that God, he was creating doubt. He was calling God a liar and casting a shadow on God's intent. How is it that some of you Luciferians and Satanists, some of you that understand that deep dark side, you've been born into it, that you still connect? How is it that you unashamedly and arrogantly and with elitism, Krellinians, hang to the dark side's communication? What it meant in the beginning was deception leads to destruction. What it means in every life, every family, every tribe, every nation, and the globe, whether a small scale or a global Babylon, that deception always leads to destruction. As I've said in the notes, humanity's fatal choice, and the reality that deception embraced, let me say it, deception embraced swings wide the door to destruction. Swings wide that door to destruction. So in Timothy 4:1, we have this in the Greek, didache of daimonia, doctrines of demons, literally didaskala. It is the teaching, the communication, spirit-inspired communication, but not from God. And we have been told that there'd be a vast armada of this kind of communication worldwide, and that these planos, seducing spirits, the goal, read what God says. Read what God says. Be able to quote it. Be able to realize it. God says, the Spirit of God says, the goal of the arrival and manifestation and operative force of this seducing armada of demons and the didaskala, the teaching they bring, deceive many. The goal, deception. God has given the heads up. God has said, the New Age movement is coming. 400 million or 500 million will join. There's all kinds of cults, all kinds of secret societies. There's all kinds. The dark ones will communicate and they will inspire writings. And when those writings are read, when you read doctrines of demons, the demons that gave the doctrines will begin to operate. If you believe them, well, just like in the garden, an exchange. If you embrace them, well, they'll embrace you. You embrace the didache of daimonia. You embrace the teaching that has come from, you can call it a shining serpent, you can call it an angel, you can call it an alien, you can call it an entity, you can call it the Great White Brotherhood, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but if it is a demon, it is a demon, and it can only teach, and will only teach, to lead you from God. Oh, it can give you many experiences. It can give you many things, but it's going to do everything it can to deceive many. The whole reason for this collective manifesting, the rise of Babylon, deception, deception, spiritual seduction, lose your soul, lose ever seeing God face to face, dying, hellbound, lost, no second chance. Where do you stand? Three major evidences that Babylon is rising. Number one, the global ramping up that we have seen in 60 years. Unprecedented cults, secret societies, New Age movement, the rise of satanic ritual abuse, to the point that there may be 100 million chosen ones, four generations now. Four generations from 60 years down all the way to those being born into it right now. A bloodline. And it is all about that connection to the Antichrist. But they have served the rise of Babylon. The most felt, manifested, collective presence of the dark side that the world will ever know. These are the floodwaters that are rising that many are dancing in, experiencing, saying, wow, all the while knowing they don't know God. They've never met God. They've never come to a conclusion. How long can the demons distract you? How long can the demons keep you out there on a limb? How long will you chase the dark carrot? Only realizing you're the donkey. That's how the dark side sees you. Number two, the evidence that Babylon is rising is spirit-guided globalism. You can read about it in the UN. You can hear it from presidents and world leaders, New World Order, global community, citizen of the world, Georgia Guidestones, Bohemian Grove, all around the world. The writings. Big old meeting in Palm Springs coming up. World-class foundational writers about the New Age movement. Those that would be the proponents of spirit-guided globalism. Let me mention number three. Radical evil underneath the surface. Number one, global ramping up, people being possessed and sleep paralysis and hearing spirits and books being read, all that. But the globalism that is now in the minds and the hearts of nations and political leaders around the world. Number three is that radical evil that comes along with it. It's the fact that off the backs like it and among the old Maya, millions of richly abused. It all involves blood and human sacrifice and rituals. It all involves the exact demons that I'm talking about that we've engaged and commanded by the name of Jesus of Nazareth out of individuals. Well, Revelation 18, it talks about those very demons. It talks about those very spirits. They're already operative. They know their agenda. They know what they're doing. Now, let me give you what I think God has given us, why he's given us so vast a look at this future human history. And it is ugly, it is bad, but that's because of what the dark side's doing, sinful man's embrace of it, and what will occur when the broadest deception brings about the broadest destruction. Do we just hide our eyes and say it's not going to happen? Drive your car off a cliff and say, close your eyes, it's not happening. Yes, it is. The world's going down in dark, a dark black flame. And the dark side sees those who believe and promote their agenda as dupes, only to be used and discarded like Judas. Why does God give us such a vast, vast look at this? Well, let me tell you why I think. Preparation for all believers in Christ, absolutely knowing how to number your days, knowing this content for your own life. Even in 1 John tells us when we know this, when we know prophetic revelation, it helps purify us, for us to stand. Number two, it helps us to evangelize, to get to the mission of God, which is the number one thing God is all about. We're here. And it may be the reason why you're listening. You may have been prayed into this so that you can hear that God loves you, that Christ died and rose from the dead, that God has opened a doorway to knowing him personally, receiving his power, and that you can have that now, that God summons you now, that you should come now. Because God and God alone loves you, wants you, and summons you like no one else. Number three, there is prophetic warning we need to give to the world. We need to be telling the world. We need to be bringing this out and saying to the New Agers and saying to the 2012ers and saying to all those that have dipped their hearts into that dark stream. Even when they've taken the drugs and even when they said that they have talked to the aliens, the ascended masters, we need to give them the warning. We need to shout it out as clear as we can. And then number four, that we can see what the counterfeit is all about. Well, I've missed my opportunity here, I think. It's out of Daniel chapter 7. The Ancient of Days takes his seat. The sovereign end of this dark regime shall come. Hey, listen. We've been brought down this last minute. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Hey, remember us, please, in your prayers, and remember us in support. We love you. Good night.